Welcome back on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket. Dusty Donis pleased to be joined by Brian Kinchelow, Glen Elder native, a 1993 graduate of Wakanda East High School, and currently the tire specialist for Germain Racing Team number 13, the Casey Mears team on the Sprint Cup Series. Brian, thanks for taking some time to be with us. I know that a lot of people in the area are very familiar with you, and thought it would be a good time for them to kind of catch up with you. You're going to Talladega this weekend and then Kansas coming up next Saturday night under the lights. I'm sure you're looking forward to that and coming back to Kansas. But first, Brian, let's maybe give some background about yourself. I know you're from Glen Elder, Wakanda East High School, and maybe how you got started in racing.
Yeah, about 15 years ago, I guess it was, I just decided to that I wanted to do this for a living. Always wanted to. It was a dream of mine since I was, you know, small. My dad and I used to race go-karts there and at the Boyd Speedway back in the day. And so it was always been a dream of mine. And so one day I just packed up a couple bags and drove to North Carolina. Didn't really know how I was going to do it or what my plan was. I'd never even been to North Carolina, but moved down here and just started beating down the bushes and talking to whoever I could, meeting whoever I could, and thankfully it worked out.
What were you doing before you were in the NASCAR circuit and racing?
I was actually working for the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department in Wichita as a detention deputy, so it was quite a change.
Quite a change. So when you got to North Carolina and got everything working out, what was the process like for you to finally figure out what you needed to do to get into racing and be able to get where you're at right now?
Yeah, it was challenging. You know, the first couple of years were really tough. I met a guy, Chuck Bound, who actually, he was a Busch Series champion. He was putting together a group of guys to train and to help him build some cars. And he gave me a shot and we built some Hooters Pro Cup cars. And we raced them for a couple of years with a driver, J.P. Morgan, and ended up crew chiefing for him on a late model for, I don't know, maybe about 6 or 8 months. And then I actually met Greg Miller. He was Jeff Gordon's pit crew coach at the time, and he was putting together a group of guys to train and to kind of serve as backups or guys that needed when he needed them. So he asked me if I was interested, and of course I was, and he taught me how to be a jack man and a front tire carrier. I did some races for him, and then shortly after that, a buddy of mine was changing tires on a Busch team for Mark Green. And he called and wanted to know if I wanted to do a tryout, and I did. I was a front tire carrier. I tried out against five guys, and crew chief called me back and asked me if I wanted the job, and I said I did, and kind of took off from there.
How many different crews have you worked with now, and I guess from Busch Series to Nextel or whatever it goes to, and then Sprint Cup?
Yeah, it's been several. Yeah. We trade around, you know. It's a lot like being on a professional, say, baseball, football, basketball team where you trade around a lot. You know, we don't actually have trades, of course, but, mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of trading that goes on. So I would say, you know, upwards of around 10 different teams probably I've actually worked on.
Again, we're talking with Brian Kinchelow, Glen Elder native, Wakanda East graduate, 1993, and currently the tire specialist on the Casey Mears 13 team. Brian, what does a tire specialist do? Like, I know that I can say tire specialist, but in NASCAR, that's probably a little bit different than what a tire specialist would do just on a normal car, right?
Yeah, you know, we're responsible for anything, to do with the tires. You know, the crew chief relies really heavily on us. You know, when we get to the racetrack, we go get our tires, and we measure them. The tires have serial numbers, spring rates, mold numbers, date codes, all these things that we take down. And we'll enter those into a computer program and put those into sets of four using the spring rates, the size, stagger, basically is what it's called. And we'll set all that into sets. We'll take down all the pre-tire wear numbers. We watch tire wear, tire temperature really close, deliver that information back to the crew chief. And then air pressure. Air pressure is huge. You know, half a pound of air pressure is equal to 25 pounds of spring rate. So a small air pressure goof up can really mess up your race car and make your driver very unhappy. So we do a lot of that stuff. Of course, during the race, we monitor tire wear really closely and air pressures. And we'll move the staggers around, the spring rates around during the race to help the driver. So it's the only piece of real estate, I guess, it's on the racetrack, so it's pretty important, and or at least I like to think it is.
Well, yeah, you're doing it. It's got to be important, doesn't it? Hey, what's the hardest part about that? I know every track's probably different, you know, just with the different banks and things like that and the different size of the track as far as how many miles it is. I mean, what's the hardest part about that? Like, just trying to figure out how the wear is going to be as the race goes on.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, the concrete versus the pavement, like you said, the different banking, day races versus night races are big. You know, as you'll see at Kansas Speedway, it's a night race this year and it's 400 miles, so the track is going to change as the night goes and the tire temperature wears. You know, the track temperature itself is going to cool off, and it's going to be hard to get grip on the race car as it cools down. The track loses grip, and the driver is going to start screaming that it's loose and he can't handle it, and so really the guy that can keep up with the changing track as far as tire pressures and then, you know, the car itself with wedge and track bar and different things, you know, it's a challenge. Night races are a challenge, especially for us.
You know, we're talking with Brian Kinchlow here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94, Glen Elder native on the Casey Mears 13 team. How's everything going for the Mears team this year?
Actually, we're probably having this is my sixth season with the team, and we're probably having our best year yet. We've been in the top 15 in points most of the year. We're a challenge because we're a single-car team, mm-hmm. you know, up against these major teams, you know, Hendrick, Stuart Haas. You know, they all have four teams where we're by ourselves. But last year we became a satellite team with Richard Childress Racing, and that's been huge for us. You know, we get a lot of information from them, and of course, so we're able to feed off guys like Ryan Newman and Austin Dillon and Paul Menard, Mark Jackson. So we get a lot of information from them, and they're kind of like teammates for us. So that's been big. And Casey's really motivated this year, and so we're probably having our best year yet. We struggled last couple weeks, but I think Talladega this week will be a good run for us. And, you know, Kansas has been a real struggle for us over the years. So I'm hoping we can have a good run there. And, you know, for all the friends and family back home, it'll be coming up.
I know you talked about friends and family back home. I think your grandma might be listening here this morning. I got a tip from one of the guys that she sees that delivers meals to her. Anything you want to say maybe to her and some of the family around the area?
Yeah, you know, grandma's a big fan of what we do, and she watches every Sunday, and she gets a little mad when she doesn't see me on TV. So glad you're listening, Grandma, and we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
What's your favorite place? You talk about going to Talladega this week, and that's in Alabama. Then you're going to come to Kansas. Then you're going to go back to North Carolina at Charlotte. And then, you know, it's just all over the place, obviously. Yeah. What do you like the most about traveling the country and seeing these things?
Yeah, you know, the first 10 years or so you do it, it's kind of exciting to go to all these different places. But, you know, now I've pretty much been everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just routine. But, you know, of course, there's, you know, you got your restaurants and your things that you like to do in the different cities. You know, of course, who doesn't like to go to Las Vegas, you know, but, you know, honestly, racing in Charlotte is about my favorite because I get to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kansas, though, you know, anytime you get to go home to your home track and see all your friends and family, and I think my daughter's going to be up there this weekend. Of course, my dad, Mike, that lives there in Cocker, he always comes up, so. You know, and a lot of friends in the area, so it's always great to go to Kansas for sure.
As far as not the traveling part of it, but what's your favorite track to go to?
You know, I really enjoy tracks like Martinsville, Richmond, you know, the smaller tracks that the racing is really good. You know, it's old school, it's beating and banging and rooting and gouging, and you know, a lot of people like Bristol. You know, those type of tracks are really, really fun for us. You know, the cookie cutter mile and a half tracks, mm-hmm. you know, they get kind of old.
Yeah.
And of course, they don't run so great there, so that hurts it a little bit too.
So, again, Talladega this weekend. What's the prognosis, I guess, for Talladega this weekend?
Yeah, that's a big race for us. It's actually the Geico 500, which is our sponsor, Geico. And so we're going to have, you know, the president of Geico there and on all the big wigs from there. So it's an important race for us performance-wise. Historically, it's been a great track for us. We finished in the top 10 both races there last year. I think we finished fourth, maybe even sixth, something like that last year there. So, yeah, we'd like to get a win. I think we're very, very capable of winning that race. We're taking a brand new car there. We've done a lot of testing on it. We've had them in the simulators and the seven post machines up at Richard Childress's, and I know they're a little jealous of our car. They kind of wanted to give that car to Austin Dillon, I think. But we're really excited about it, and And I think we got a great shot. I really do.
I want to kind of go back to like what you were talking about there with Richard Childress and being a satellite team there and things like that. What's your relationship like with the other drivers that are out on the track, and what's the best part of being able to kind of maybe meet some of those guys and throw some ideas around?
Yeah, you know, all the drivers really are really great guys. They really are. You know, we battle them and we have our moments and, you know, fights with them or arguments or whatever, but honestly, they're all really great, you know. And I was just, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was in Indianapolis yesterday testing, and I was just standing outside talking to Jeff Gordon, and we were talking about the old days when he raced in Belleville, Kansas, back in the 90s when I was a kid watching him there, and we talked about that. And, you know, he became my kind of my childhood hero at that point. So, yeah, it's really cool to just, you know, sit around and talk with those guys, and they're very approachable, very good guys. You know, Tony Stewart's become a close friend of mine. You know, we go out on the lake and beat around a little bit. So just being friends with those guys is pretty wild for a small poor kid from Kansas.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Brian Kinchelow from Glen Elder. Again, a 1993 graduate from Wakanda East. They're right now the tire specialist on the Casey Mears Germain Racing Team, number 13 crew. When we finish up the interview, we like to ask an off-the-wall question. And since the Kansas race coming up on the 9th is the SpongeBob SquarePants 400, what is your favorite SpongeBob SquarePants character?
Well, that's awesome, because we actually have a SpongeBob paint scheme for that race.
Awesome.
So I don't actually know that guy's name, but I think he's a squid. I know that. So we got the squid on the car for that race. I don't know what his name is, but he's going to be my favorite now.
There you go. Well, I don't watch SpongeBob SquarePants personally, but I would have to say SpongeBob SquarePants, because he's really the only one that I know. So.
Absolutely, yeah. He seems like a cool cat. I think he's like the pineapple under the sea or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so all right. It's Brian Kinchelow from Glen Elder. We certainly thank you for taking some time. Glad to have you with us, and I know people probably are looking forward to seeing you back home in Kansas again coming up on the 9th, and best of luck to you guys and the crew at Talladega this weekend.
Well, thank you very much, and enjoyed being on, and yeah, look forward to seeing everybody.